broke down the film, the tape. This is the film. I'm an old man. down the tape from Sunday, and you looked at your offense. Your thoughts?
Glad we won. Biggest stat of them all, right there. The wins and losses. Wasn't the cleanest performance offensively. We left a lot of plays on the field. That part is encouraging because that's where you get better, and that's where you learn from that. All 11 players or whoever played in the game on Sunday, and you learn. And the next time, you know, we're going to see a very similar defense this week with a lot of guys coming back, you know, from injury. They're going to be full steam. So we're going to see the same style. We can take a lot of stuff we did last week, learn from it. And get better. But again, the bottom line that we did win the game was the encouraging part.
The term "we left plays on the field," what does that mean?
It means that we had opportunities to make longer runs, sustain blocks, complete throws, catch throws. Those things that are kind of routine that we think as NFL coaches and players are routine, plays need to be made. And those are the plays that we left out there that would have given us you know, more opportunities to stay on the field instead of some of those three and outs that we had.
How much does game situation play into, you know, the aggressiveness you might show? I mean, third quarter, you got the ball in great situations three times, and three and outs, but you were ahead 19-0. Does it change?
That part does, yeah. No, it doesn't. In fact, you're still in full steam ahead mode. I mean, anytime you're playing a, you know, at that point, you know, if whoever was their core, Peyton or Brock, I mean, they're an explosive offense. We know that. They're a great defense. We know that. So we have to continue to be aggressive. 19 points is not enough against the Broncos, and we knew that. Those are, again, goes back to some of those plays that we left out there, whether it was a sustaining a block or completing a pass, catching a pass. Those types of things that broke down that created those three and outs for us. But, you know, 19 is not enough in this league, and we have to stay aggressive in those situations.
Doug, it's been a long time since Alex threw an interception. I'm not suggesting that's
next question.
But early in the season and in training camp, you talked about wanting him to press the issue more, take a few more chances. So is he doing that, and is the fact that he hasn't thrown an interception maybe a sign that he isn't doing that as much as he'd like?
He is doing that for us, and you go back to the London game, some of the throws he made there, that touchdown pass to Jeremy down the middle of the field and with tight coverage, and then last week, you know, our last touchdown there to Sharkhandrick, you know, to be able to move in the pocket and locate him coming out of the backfield, and you know, some of the things we're asking him to do, I mean, he's doing it, and he knows in his mind, and we know in our mind that he's just one of those quarterbacks that's going to protect the football, you know. And we always have a touchdown, check down mentality. You know, if it's not there, find the back, find the tight end. He's very good at that. And you know, it's been a very positive thing for us offensively, not turning the ball over.
Doug, last week's game, you guys, between the five picks and the, three onside picks, you had great starting field position a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like this week or any game is that kind of thing is flipped against you, where you got to go the long field every time? You feel confident your offense is in a place where you guys can do that consistently?
We do. I mean, you know, you look at the last couple of weeks, and we have been able to do that. And you know, those are some of the things we take away from the Bronco game, is that we didn't sustain that drive. You know, we had great field position, and we ended up with 3 points, but. You know, we still feel comfortable and confident that we can, if we need to go 80, we can go 80. You know, we did it against Denver the first time when we needed to score. We went down and scored to go ahead in that game. We've done it a couple of times this year against Pittsburgh and, you know, teams like that we know we can do that. You know, we have to be clicking on all cylinders, and, you know, it's a mindset. You know, it's you get into that third and fourth quarter, and, you know, the guys have to realize where you are in the game. And go make the plays that are necessary to stay on the field.
Doug, with all the screen stuff you do, all the horizontal stuff you do, how important is it for your receivers to have a physical attitude and willing to block and like be chippy and really kind of bring them?
Yeah, you know, we ask them to do a lot in the run game, and so it kind of carries over. That's just an extension of the run game in our minds, and you know, we ask our receivers to do a lot of that, and I think you've seen it here lately. You've seen Jeremy down the field on certain blocks and allowing our backs or receivers to make longer runs. But, you know, we're going to continue to ask them to do that. It's a pride thing with them. They welcome it, and I think it just opens up a lot more of your passing game.
Doug, has there been anybody in particular that's kind of led the group in that area or inspired
them? I just think you just watched what Jeremy's done, you know, in the last couple of weeks, some of the blocks he's made downfield, and I think it feeds to the younger player, you know, to Albert, to Chris, you know, the guys that are in there playing. Jason can do it because we asked Jason to do it quite a bit in the run game, especially in tight situations, and it just feeds that younger player, but Jeremy's done a nice job there.